need water on the bus.
Well, we might.
It's early on a Saturday morning, and organizers with the Birmingham Peace Project are taking care of last-minute details before their bus leaves for a peace march in Atlanta.
Folks, I need to call Raul to see who's here.
Give me a cell phone call when we get there.
It may be gray and rainy outside, but inside the bus, the mood is relaxed and cheerful.
I value what there is here greatly. The people that get together, even though they're a small minority, to come together and do this.
Peace activist Joyce Smith grew up in Alabama and worked here as a teacher. But she's also lived outside the South and says the peace movement gets more traction in other places.
I think there's a lot more people in the South that are against the war, but are, for one reason or another, don't want to speak out against it. However, I did live in Oregon, and people very freely and frequently spoke out against the war, so there was always an opportunity.
This is, after all, a hierarchical and patriarchal society. And in such societies, the idea of doing what you're told, of obeying the established authorities, plays a really strong role in the culture.
Alabama historian Wayne Flint says there are many reasons the peace movement might be an uneasy fit in the South. There's the South's sense of nationalism, a history of outdoor hunting and dueling when one's honor is challenged. But one reason really gets him going: economics.
The Southern states as a whole, the Deep South states in particular, and Alabama most notably, have disproportionately high rates of poverty. And where you have high rates of poverty, you also have very high rates of people participating in the military, people who cannot go to college, who cannot flourish in other kinds of economic and educational activities, oftentimes go in the military.
Flint believes the military presence in the South, that's both people who grew up here and officers who retire here from other places, contributes to an environment where people holding anti-establishment views may be less likely to speak out.
Because so many soldiers and military personnel come from this area, I think it becomes much more difficult for people to stand against what their sons and daughters, their spouses, their brothers and sisters are doing.
Local attorney David Gespass is chairman of the Birmingham Peace Project.
It's really, just emotionally, I think, very difficult for somebody to say that a loved one is in harm's way, is killing people, and is subject to being killed, unless the cause is just and noble.
Wayne Flint agrees. He says rather than looking at the war as merely a policy issue, people in the South make it personal.
A peace activist is not just somebody who says the government's policymakers are wrong. In the South, such a person is perceived as being a traitor to the country.
If they know they're seen as traitors, you can't tell from the way they're behaving at the peace march in Atlanta. More than 3,700 activists walked from the King Center to Piedmont Park, singing loudly, dancing, and holding up banners. The group is diverse. There are people of different ethnicities and ages. High schoolers walk alongside aging hippies. A cutout of Martin Luther King bobs through the crowd. Still, the number of peace marchers pales in comparison to the estimated 50,000 demonstrators who showed up this week in Atlanta for an immigration rally. For many, the immigration issue is alive in this country. The war, though waging on, is far away. For WBHM, I'm Roseanne Pereira.